This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a bilateral meeting with Hereditary Prince of Liechtenstein, Prince Albert, in New Delhi at the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit 2026. External Affairs Ministry said that during the meeting, both the leaders reviewed bilateral cooperation in various areas. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with President of the Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini, on the sidelines of the summit. They reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and discussed ways to enhance cooperation in areas including trade and investment, digital technologies, defence and people-to-people linkages. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumarasinghe on the sidelines of the summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed avenues of cooperation in areas such as energy, connectivity, infrastructure, healthcare, blue economy and more. The leaders also took stock of the progress in India-Sri Lanka relations in recent times. Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, on the sidelines of the summit. Both the leaders reiterated their commitment to work closely to further strengthen India-Mauritius' enhanced strategic partnership, particularly in harnessing emerging technologies for the progress and prosperity of people of both the countries. During the meeting with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Prime Minister Modi, they exchanged perspectives on UN reforms, especially giving greater voice to the Global South. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said the AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Vaishnav said more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition, learned a lot and interacted with many experts from the world. He elaborated that practically every major AI player in the world participated in large numbers.
This AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. About more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition, learnt a lot, interacted with many experts from the world. We had practically every major AI player in the world participating in large numbers. We had so many startups getting the opportunity to showcase their work. Overall, the quality of discussion was phenomenal.
The minister highlighted that there were a lot of investment pledges which have crossed $250 billion for the infra-related investments and about $20 billion for the VC deep tech investments which have been committed by investors. Ministry of External Affairs MEA today said that both India and the United States are working to finalize the mutually beneficial trade agreement. Addressing the media in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a delegation led by the chief negotiator will visit the US next week. The spokesperson also noted that India will consider buying oil from Venezuela if it is commercially viable.
We had adopted the joint statement between the United States and India recently, and as per the joint statement, both sides are now working to finalization of the interim agreement of a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. What I understand is that a delegation from our side, a team led by the chief negotiator from our side, is expected to visit the United States next week.
The Supreme Court today directed deployment of serving and former district judges to assist the Election Commission in the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. A bench of Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joy Mallya Bakshi and Vipul M. Pancholi passed a slew of fresh directions to ensure completion of the Special Intensive Revision process in the state. The bench ordered deputation of judicial officers for adjudication of claims and objections of persons put under logical discrepancy list. In the ICC T20 World Cup, Australia won the toss and opted to bowl first against Oman in the last Group B encounter at Pallikkal International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. Oman were 89 for 6 in 13.2 overs when reports last came in. India will play its first Super 8 stage match on Sunday against South Africa at Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.